You're listening to All Things Considered on WNIN. I'm Cass Harrington here at the Bluegrass Music Museum here in Owensboro. And this hour, we've been talking about the Latina women community. And in the last segment, we heard from Arcea Zapata de Aston about her project Chronicas, which is working to reach out to Latina women through writing classes and teaching them how to use their stories and convert them into pieces of literature. So here joined with me now is Sister Fran Wilhelm, who has been a part of Crónicas through her own project, El Centro Latino. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, El Centro Latino, or the Latino Center, has been in Owensboro for 20 years now, right?
In or near Owensboro, yes. We started out in Stanley. We were there for 8 years, and then the next 12, we have been here in Owensboro.
And so 20 years ago, what was going on here that you thought, wow, this is what the community needs?
Actually, Father Tony Shaughness invited me one Sunday morning to go with him to a home out on Mulligan Road, close to Mount St. Joseph. And when we got there, the people told us had we come an hour earlier, we would have found eight of them lying on the floor of the living room, because it was a one-bedroom house, and the eight of them slept on the living room floor.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, there's got to be something better than this. And so that started the wheels rolling in my mind. And I had another year still to serve on the leadership council of the Ursulines. And so, but all that year I looked forward to getting into some type of Hispanic ministry.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for those who don't know about El Centro, it's literally a home. I mean, you live there yourself. But also, constantly, you are seeing visitors coming, you know, pretty much right up to your front door, sitting in and telling you what's going on in their lives, bringing their kids, or asking you often for help. What kinds of things, we're talking about Latino women this hour, what kinds of things do they ask for, do they need?
The mothers are always thinking of the needs of their children. And they will ask us to make appointments for them with a pediatrician, or if they have needed for transportation, they we provide that also. And then the
when you
interpretation.
Say we, you drive them places, I know.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I have four other staff members, and all of us are involved in more or less the same ministry all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yes. And I know, so you have actually, when I approached Arcea about wanting to do a story, she said, well, you also need to talk to Sister Fran, because she is my bridge. She has been my connector for finding women for the Crónicas project. So
yes.
Over the years, you must have met so many people and heard many stories. And I'm curious, you know, Have the needs of the Latina community changed over the years?
I would say they have to a certain extent. Now, especially as their children go to school and learn English and then get involved in school activities. And so it just gives me so much pleasure to accompany a family when a child is graduating from sixth grade and or whatever, maybe even just graduating from kindergarten. But there's such a family pride when this happens. And I know that it's a first in their families. And that is one part of the accompanying of the women. But also the new challenges in regard to getting their children immunized if they have to be, and just taking care of the ordinary illnesses that come into the children's lives. And another aspect is interpreting for parent-teacher conferences.
I bet.
Because there is always such a chasm there. Uh-huh. But when I can bring that together, it gives me a lot of satisfaction.
Oh. So there are certainly successes that have happened along the way, but also a lot of stories we hear can be difficult to hear. And I want to share with the listeners, you and I and Arcea, we went and visited a woman on Tuesday. Her name is Arcele, and we're going to play a clip. Let's listen to that. She's talking about one of her difficult struggles here in America.
La otra vez me golpeó el ojo. Me golpeó, me dejó todo morado. Y no sé por qué la aguanté yo a él. Pero tal vez por lo mismo de que como yo no sé leer, no sé ni escribir, entonces yo me sentía yo inútil, no poder salir adelante para poder cuidar a mis hijos.
So, do you want to explain what's going on in that clip? Well, it's all right. So Arcele is talking about her first marriage when she came here to the United States. She had paid $2,200 in American money to get someone to take her from Mexico to Indiana, where her husband was. When she moved in with him, he became abusive, would beat her regularly, and she had no way of really crying out for help. And she talks about in this clip, she says, you know, why, I don't know why I stayed with him through this. And at times I felt hopeless, because she can't read or write in either language. But it seems like you and Arcea are doing something very incredible where women are actually discovering their power. And I want to talk about that. When women are in these kinds of situations, do they feel like they've lost their independence?
Actually, I think they're breaking out of a way of living that is very common in Latin American countries, that the woman just stays and grits her teeth and goes through whatever is necessary. But I have known Arcele for several years, and after we had talked with her the other day, I went home and coincidence, I found a note that I had written probably last year that where I had investigated, because she was saying that her daughter has the last name of her father.
Actually, her son. It was her oldest son is what I remember.
That's right.
Yeah.
That you're right.
Uh-huh.
And then she can't get a passport for him because she would have to have the father's signature.
And this is the abusive father.
That's right. And he's out of the picture right now. But I had written on this note that there is a way of going through a circuit judge. And we certainly will pursue that with Arcele.
Yeah, because the one thing that I asked Arcele, I said, if you could have anything right now, what would it be? And she said, a passport for my son, because I want to go home to my mom. And she cried out loud for her mom, because
yes,
she hasn't seen her in 8 years. And just for that simple reason, that her son has the same last name as her abusive former husband, She couldn't get it. So, but you're finding solutions, which is amazing.
Yes. Yes, it's always so gratifying when there is a solution. There are other times that we just have to, well, Lord, it's for you to resolve for us, and because there's nothing humanly that I can do that will be a solution.
Well, my last question. So, you know, 20 years Centro Latino has been in Owensboro. What other things really need to be identified for the Latina community?
The number one problem is the lack of documents. And if Congress, it seems like everyone in Congress says, yes, we do need immigration reform, but the results of it is what is a bone of contention, and we just so need so badly that get resolved so that these people can get documents and then can get better jobs.
Great. Well, Sister Fran Wilhelm, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you.
We'll keep following you and have an update on the trend in the next few months.
Very good.
Let's go back to All Things Considered on WNIN. Thanks for listening.